It is Radio City Talk. We are at 5:25. Got a bit of a treat for you now over the next wee while. I'm joined in the studio by two men that, to be honest with you, are probably a little bit smaller than me in stature, right? It's probably because I had too many quality sweets over the Christmas period. And I mean that now. What are we in now? February the 14th, so I really should have worked them off. But two very lean, mean, I'm going to say fighting machines. I know it's a cliche, but in the studio I'm joined by Dean Garnett, professional MMA fighter, a coach, a man who's getting involved with something very special, a coaching education centre. And is it Robber Shipping?
It's Roger.
Roger, pull that microphone closer to you, Roger, there. I'm joined by two excellent young gentlemen, one very local man here, and Dean. Dean, first of all, you're welcome to Radio City Talk.
Thank you for having me on.
Right, you've got a big fight coming up. Let's have a little talk about that, because later on in the show I'm going to be joined by Martin Domin from The Mirror and we'll talk about all the headlines that are happening today as well. Dean, you've got a big fight coming up in Manchester. Tell us, how does somebody get into a sport that many critics have gone, you know what, that's not a fight sport, that's barbaric, that's horrific. Slowly but surely they've had to take a step back because it's becoming more legal and more mainstream. But obviously you're doing it for a few years. How did you get involved with that?
Yeah, I've been doing it 10 years nearly now, so it'll be 10 years this September.
10 years ago, it must have been a very hard thing to get into.
There was less gyms and academies about, so it wasn't as accessible as it is now. But, you know, if you go to the right academy, you can easily enough get started. There'll be beginner classes for you. Everything's at your own pace. It's totally safe. All these stigmas and preconceptions that you'll have when you get down there, it won't be the same. You know, you go to a fitness gym or a weightlifting gym and you're probably going to be more intimidated by the customers in there than you are at a mixed martial arts academy. So, you know, it's a great place to train, and if you are thinking about joining a gym, then just get yourself down there, you won't regret it.
Do you remember when you took your first real shot? When you went, whoa, is this beyond what I should do? Or is MMA done in such a way that you have to work up to a level that happens to you?
Yeah, I mean, it should take a while before you're taking a decent shot. I mean, you should be well-versed in grappling, striking, putting the two together before a coach lets you spar hard enough. But with me, no, that was exactly why I got into it. Makes you feel alive. Fighting does make you feel alive. It's in our DNA. So, no, totally the opposite. I remember thinking, yeah, this is definitely for me after the first time taking a big shot. So,
Roz, you're over here, you're doing a bit of training as well. Yeah. You're kicking back and relaxing and enjoying each other's company. You have an American accent, but you represent Australia in
the
world.
Yeah, I've been training out of Australia for the last year.
Right, so tell me about, you're currently number one in Australia.
Yeah, I'm ranked number one and I fight for Hex Fight Series,
right,
which is one of the biggest shows in Australia, based in Melbourne.
And is it the same situation with yourself, that you kind of went, right, I need something here, I need something to sort of focus on? And then this became where your life ended up?
A little bit. Kind of different, though. Fighting actually helped me get out of a bad situation I was in and kind of helped clean my life up. So that's what I do full-time now.
Yeah, I think that ends up being how many young kids get started into the fight world. So do you use that then? If you see any youngsters, any people who are in trouble or having problems, look, let's go into the fight ring. The disciplines are there to teach you not only how to do this, but also how to go out into the wider society. Question for both of you.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that, but it's not necessarily in the ring or the cage where you change them. It's that lead up to competition. So even myself at 19, the type of lifestyle I had is so different to what I've got today. And it took me like nearly full 2 years to get ready to get into the cage. And it's that transition period from being someone who thinks he can fight, when really, you know, you find out you can't, and you go on this journey where you develop all these skills in these different martial arts, and, you know, your ego takes an absolute bashing, but it cleanses the soul for you. And 2 years down the line, your motivation's through the roof. Getting out of bed every day is the easiest thing ever. Whether it's 6:30 or whatever it is, you know, you're living a life of passion, basically.
I have to say, I've done a couple of MMA training classes, and believe me, I could not get out of bed, never mind get out of bed at 6:30. But it takes a wee while for your body to adapt. It takes a while for you to become sort of as in tune with the sport as it is with all the people who actually do it. So in a second, we're going to be talking about Dean, the fight that he has coming up, how you can go and support him. He's only going to do it down the road down the M62. There's a bit of an irony in it. He's fighting an Australian, the Australian number two, And we have the Australian number one with us this afternoon as well. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break for news. Victoria Glover's got some news for us. She'll tell us what's coming up at 6 o'clock. And then we'll be back with the boys. And then we'll be joined by Martin Dumman from The Mirror. He is chief sports correspondent in The Mirror. And also, he looks after all our MMA coverage. Will Conor McGregor actually take on Floyd Mayweather as an MMA or just a boxing fight? How's this going to happen? We'll address it all very shortly after the news headlines.
UKIP leader Paul Nuttall has admitted claims he lost a close friend at Hillsborough are false.
I'm sorry about that, but that is something which I haven't.
It's your own quote.
I haven't put that out in my. You know, that is wrong.
Speaking exclusively to Radio City News, he said two separate quotes on his website where he references losing someone he was close to aren't true. You can listen to the full interview with Paul on the news pages of our website now. Plans to build 51 new houses next to Calderstones Park have been given the green light this afternoon. Redrose won its battle to put the houses on land off Harthill Road. People living nearby the site had protested against it. A father who shook his baby son so badly he suffered brain damage has been arrested in Litherland. Zlatan Lakatos absconded from Liverpool Crown Court last week and was jailed for 13 years in his absence. And Champions League football returns tonight. The first knockout round gets underway as Barcelona take on Paris Saint-Germain in France. There's a full update online.
This is Radio City Talk Sport. First of all, some rugby union to bring you. Leicester Tigers have re-signed Bath England fly half George Ford for the start of next season, with Freddie Burns moving in the opposite direction. Ford was contracted to Bath until the end of the 2018 season, but Leicester have bought him out of the final year of his deal. In Formula One, Vitaly Bottas has said he's optimistic that he can follow in Nico Rosberg's footsteps and beat Lewis Hamilton, but he admits he's got a lot to prove at Mercedes in 2017. The Finn is preparing for his first year with the Silver Arrows following his off-season move from Williams, and he faces the unenviable task of trying to go head-to-head with three-time world champion Lewis Hamilton. And finally, in football, Everton striker Romelu Lukaku will miss the club's training camp in Dubai this week to visit a doctor in Belgium for treatment on what is called a minor calf problem. The 23-year-old Belgium international said that it's not serious and he is expected to be back for their next Premier League match on the 25th of February at home to Sunderland. We'll keep you updated with all your sport right throughout this afternoon. It is 5:32. I'm Connor Phillips. You're up to date. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. It is Radio City Talk. I'm joined in the studio by Dean Garnett. Or Dean Garnett, where does the emphasis go on? Garnett, do you prefer Garnett or Garnett?
Garnett sounds better. Like,
good, yeah. I don't want to upset you guys in any way, shape or form at all. Let me see if I've got this better. So I'm going to go for, is it Raji?
Raja.
Yeah,
Raja.
See, I'm going to struggle with this one. He's much bigger and stronger than he. Raja Shippen, who's here, number one in Australia. So, Raja, what gets you out of your bed into a plane over here? Is it because the fight scene in Merseyside is that strong? Because it's something that we've heard during the kickoff show here in Radio City Talk. They've had a lot of Paddy Pimblett in, and he's always said that, look, Merseyside is a hotbed for it. Do you see that?
Yeah, as well as I like to train kind of all around. I go to Australia, I go back home to visit my parents, and then I was talking to Dean and he actually gave me some advice on my last fight and helped me kind of prepare for that. Even though I wasn't here, he gave me advice over the phone, and then we talked about me coming out here to train for my next fight, and then that's it.
When is your next fight?
March 18th in Korea.
In Korea?
Yeah.
Wow, that's the day after St. Patrick's Day, so I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get up and actually want to do that. But listen, tell me, how have you found working with Dean's gym? Because in a second we'll talk about the gym and talk about some of the things you're doing at the moment as well. How have you found it?
It's real good. All the boys are real high quality. Dean looks after everybody real good at the gym, and it's kind of like a family, like a real good community. I didn't walk in and feel kind of put off or sent away. Everybody came up, shook my hand, introduced, then helped me out right away. I got there. They took me on the pads. So I like it.
Good, good. Well, Dean, you are a fighter. You're a pro MMA fighter, right, in essence. But we have talked about the fact that you trained and your gym, right? And we've just talked about the fact that trainers come to your gym. You're not just a fighter. You have your own gym. You've got one of the best facilities in the city. How did that happen? How did you go from that, just being a fighter, to owning that? And in a second, we'll talk about something that you have. It's a coach educational system as well you're looking to set up.
Yeah, well, it was just for me, at like 21, I decided, like, this is definitely the sport that I want to be in for the rest of my life. And I didn't want to just bank on fighting. I wanted to make sure that I had a career after fighting in mixed martial arts, because I do love what I do, and a lot of it I would do for free. So it was about creating a life that I didn't need a vacation from, basically. And then, again, one of the big problems with mixed martial arts and martial arts in general is the lack of a national governing body. So there's no ABA or football association as such. Therefore, there's no coach education systems. Coaches aren't regulated. Academies aren't regulated. So I just thought if I get myself into university, I can learn more about how to program my own training. You've got a lot to think about now, sports psychology, strength and conditioning, nutrition. You know, it is a real sport now, and there's a lot of components that you need to be able to coordinate in order to produce top athletes. And, you know, that's something that I wanted to do for myself,
so,
and I wanted
so
to do for
and,
others.
So you went in and did a degree?
I have done a degree in sports coaching development. So I finished that a couple of years ago, and then it just slowly progressed from there. And, you know, now we're going to put together a BTEC, which we'll be enrolling students on this September coming. It'll be a two-year course. By the end of it, they'll have UCAS points to go to university. They'll be able to potentially get paid apprenticeships, maybe even work abroad. We're looking at some links there now. You know, could lead them on to teaching assistant jobs, or ultimately they could get into personal training, nutrition coaching. So it's gonna open up a wide spectrum of different avenues for the students to go down.
So students doing it ultimately is going to be a coach education qualification?
Basically, yeah. So it'll be a sports coaching qualification, which will basically be more suited to the combat sport industry. So it won't just be pigeonholed with MMA. You know, we will expose them to elite boxing coaches, elite wrestling coaches.
This is fantastic. If someone said to me, I can go to school and I can do a coaching course that incorporates all of those things you've mentioned, it's going to be one of those courses that's going to be very highly sought after.
Exactly, and the spaces are obviously limited. There's going to be trips abroad to America. There's going to be trips all over the UK in year one. There's going to be a few special things involved. They're going to have the chance to raise money for their own trips away as well, as part of the activity leadership that we're going to be doing with them. But, you know, I think they're going to be employable, and they're going to be a cut above the competition in what is the fastest growing industry within the sporting industry.
Right. Well, you said to me just before you came on air there that you trained at 6:30 this morning. Yeah. Did your training, went home, got a bite to eat probably. You went back to training at 11 o'clock. You're in here talking to me, and both you lads are going to go training this evening as well.
Yeah.
So obviously there is a bout coming up. There is something you're preparing for at the moment, and you're taking on Australia's number two fighter, when we've got Australia's number one fighter in the form of Raji, who sits in front of me. Tell me who you're fighting, how we can go and see it, and how we can support you as a local fighter.
Okay, so I'm fighting Michael the Great White Tobin. He's from the Gold Coast in Australia. He's 12-0, 11 of them wins are by submission. He's a big, strong, physical opponent, but I've got every confidence that I'm going to destroy him pretty quick, to be honest. He's very one-dimensional, and although my record looks like I'm one-dimensional, it's just because I'm so good in one area, but I've bridged that gap in the last few years, and he's coming expecting this grappling match, but I'm going to be hitting him from all angles, knees, elbows, flying techniques.
So let me stop you there, right, because this is fight sport. So we've sat and we've had a chat for the last 15 minutes about the grace and the beauty of it, and the fact that, you know, it does set you up for life. And then when I ask you to turn on the fighter, it's incredible how you go from being the most placid, nice man in the world to me taking a little step back, going, "Okay, Mr. Man, I'm sorry if there's anything I did wrong. Would you like a coffee? Maybe would you like some, like a tea?" You turn into the fighter. And does this happen to you on fight night as well? Do you go from being a sports coach, a man with a coaching education degree, a man who's going to set up people, and then you just say, right, fight time, that's it?
Sort of, but to be honest, in my last couple of bouts, I've been so relaxed, it's half worried me. I fought on Bellator before Christmas in the O2 Arena against the Brazilian opponent. The fight was a draw, but I remember walking out to the cage there, and, you know, I was probably more nervous coming on here today. So I think once you become, you know, so used to doing all these types of movements, the boxing, the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu, you know for a fact that you can do it, and, you know, you're confident in your ability then. So for me, it's a given that I'm going to beat this guy. It's just how quick am I going to beat him. Now, there's some 10 grand bonuses up for grabs. As I said earlier, ACB are one of the biggest promotions in the world now. They're having a real go at becoming the number one promotion.
So we have UFC, Bellator, and ACB. So are we talking like WBC, like in boxing, you've got almost three different companies?
Pretty much. I mean, they are the three biggest, most viewed at the moment in terms of numbers viewing. But yeah, the more promotions there are, the healthier that'll only be for the sport and for the fighters. It's it's not good to have a monopoly.
Right, well, stay with me if you will, right? I'm glad you're here today because you're here today. It was pre-organised, but we didn't realise that this news would break the potential that Conor McGregor is going to be going toe-to-toe, potentially, it's a long way from being confirmed yet, with Floyd Mayweather in a boxing bout, we believe. Now, Martin Dumont from The Mirror will know more than you or I. He's right amongst the story today because you guys are too busy training. I know, Raji, you've actually trained with Conor McGregor yourself.
Yeah.
Give us just a very quick 30-second insight to the man before we take a break.
He's real down to earth, you know. He's a real nice guy, but when it's time to put in work, he puts in work, no matter if he's on the top, he still wants to remain on top. He's not one of those guys that get a belt and just kind of kick it. Like, he puts in work every day, all day.
So well worthy of his two titles.
Excuse me?
Well worthy of his two titles.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And he hits. He can hit like no other, you know. So
you want to see the smile on this man's face. He's obviously taken a few. Well, listen, stay with us here in Radio City Talk. Joined in the studio by Dean Garnett, pro MMA fighter. He's going to be fighting on the 11th of March at the Manchester Arena. Tickets on sale now. You can get down to Dean's gym. Dean, where's the gym? We can get your hands on tickets now. How do we do that?
Yeah, you can get down to the gym, Aspire Combat Sports Academy on Broad Green, just opposite the Rockhill Pub. Or get on me on social media as well and I can hook you up with some.
Right, we'll give you more details on that between now and 6 o'clock this evening. Let's get Martin on, let's see what the situation is and let's get you two gentlemen to comment on Mayweather taking on Conor McGregor. Still doesn't seem real.